Jeremy Connie, everybody. Yeah. I think we would have exploded our old venue if we hadn't made this move this month, so good timing.
A new beginning, you might say.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jeremy.
How you guys doing tonight?
How are you doing, Jeremy?
Doing great, Claire.
Jeremy, how's that beer?
Oh, it's fantastic. Alex gave me a beer. He's a very nice guy, despite what he's already said tonight. I want to talk about a tried and true story in all of our lives, going from high school to college, and about how change or a new beginning. A new beginning happens with time, a lot of time, and if you're lucky, a lot of luck. So like a lot of nerds, I was really stupid and nervous in high school and junior high and everywhere before that. And you know, I just really wanted to make a change. I remember saying in junior high, sitting down with my Robert Heinlein book, Stranger in a Strange Land. Just like, I was reading it, I was loving it, I set it down, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be different in high school. I'm going to be outgoing. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to have a lot of more fun. I'm not going to worry about things so much. And I made that pact with myself as I turned off the Offspring Americana. And I was like, this is going to happen. And my whole high school career was like me keeping myself back from that change, blaming it not happening on people that I already knew having expectations of me. Of course I can't change. They expect me to be this nervous, nerdy dude that can't talk to girls or can't have fun or just wants to go and play a video game instead of coming out and having fun with friends. I blamed it on my other friends and their expectations because I couldn't just make the change myself and leap forward. And so I went 4 years without really changing myself and being outgoing like I wanted to be. And so college rolled around. And I said, God damn it, this is going to be it. I won't have my friends to hold me back. I'll be making this change on my own. And like any big change, it still takes time. I didn't change right away. It doesn't happen just in the drop of a hat. But I got lucky. I was standing in line for something called Fat Don's at U of I, which, if you've never been to U of I and resided there, Fat Don's is this time when the head of food at the university comes and cooks steaks, ribs, chicken on the grill during the summer, or during the fall, and people line up in droves. They sit in line for an hour and a half just to get this good food. And I was sitting in line. Usually we sit with our friends. This day, I couldn't. I sat in line and by myself. And I decided to strike up a conversation with the person in front of me. Strike up a conversation with someone that I didn't know. Do something to be outgoing. I was lucky. He was a nice guy. We got to chatting. He said we both like comedy. We both like theater. And we saw a poster on the wall that said, Sketch Comedy, Potted Meat Food Product, auditions tomorrow. He said, let's go do that. And I said yes in the spirit of, I want to go do things. I want to have fun. And I was lucky. It was a great time. But it wasn't what I expected. We went there to the auditions, and we found out, as we were a little bit late and no one was there, and we found a poster on the wall, the auditions were the night before. And so I looked at my newfound friend that I met in line and said, well, I don't know, what do you want to do? And we circled the building and we came back to the foyer and we found another dude just sitting there and we said, hey, are you here for sketch comedy auditions? He says, no. He said, I'm here for improv auditions. I'm here for this group called Spicy Kamado. And I said, okay, cool. Why don't we do that instead? I had done like this much improv before, and I decided on a whim, just like talking to a stranger in line, to go and do it. And me and my friend that I just met, and this guy who we met in the foyer, we tried out for improv for the first time that we've ever done. And me and my friend got called back, and me and my new friend got in the group. And for those of you who know me, Spicy Kamado was a big part of my college history, college time. It made everything. I learned that I loved comedy improv and performing in front of people. And it turns out the person that I met in line, just randomly striking up a conversation, turned out to be one of my best friends. Still is to this day. I helped him get married a year and a half ago and got to be his best man. And I got lucky. But that only came to that point for trying and keeping trying and sticking with the change that you wanted to see. And I encourage everybody to do that because it's wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
So this seems like an opportune time to tell you, Jeremy, because I went to U of I too, and I was friends with Jeremy and those guys. My thing that I did, instead of being social, because I had Jeremy's problem much later in life, was every Monday I would go see Spicy Kamado perform. I would sit at the front table with just my roommates, and I would always get a lemonade and a scone and just sit there and watch 2 hours of improv. And that was my introduction to comedy. So it's probably because of you, who, by the way, don't tell Ben podcast, I thought you were the funniest guy in that group. It's because of you that I am doing this now, probably. So blame Jeremy, guys.
A new beginning.
A new beginning. New beginning.
I have a comment, too. Am I the only fucker in this room who actually drinks Spicy Kamado?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, I'm like, ooh, Spicy Kamado. Everyone was laughing.